there is little doubt that we are beginning this new year facing months of all things political. Every newscast brings us the latest happenings politically in Washington, which almost overshadow the primary elections that are about to take place. But in spite of the turmoil in Washington, we have already witnessed the many debates as well as campaign speeches. The interviews, debates, and speeches are supposed to give us insight into the candidates during this crucial time in our history. All this began over a year ago, and we're getting tired of it perhaps, when the candidates decided to run for office. The candidates had to first gather a team of experts in order to organize the forthcoming campaigns, and then to be able to become trusted advisors. With such important roles of highly visible candidates, it would be expected that these advisors would be well known by the general public. This is most often not the case, though. They are usually well hidden from the public eye. The role of the inner circle must not be diminished, though, for they help to mold the candidate's message and campaign. But campaigns do not stop with the inner circle, for there are the workers who decide to volunteer their services. These are the worker bees, so to speak. They are the people who carry forth the day-to-day decisions of the inner circle. They are the ones who give life to the campaign, and their dedication is counted on to help convince the voting public to vote for their candidate. It takes both levels of workers to bring about a successful campaign. Those who are enlisted, the inner circle, and those who make their own decision to help the campaign, the worker bees. Well, I guess you may be wondering if this is a civic lesson, or that I have finally been overtaken by all the political happenings. I guess I must confess that I've always been intrigued with politics and have had my share of political activity. Perhaps this background entered into my reading of today's gospel lesson and led me to research it. All along, I kept being drawn into how political campaigns give insight into the greatest campaign of all, Jesus' ministry. This was a campaign to win the lives of mankind, to become citizens of the kingdom of God. This is not to say that Jesus' ministry contains the tactics and the rhetoric of today's politicians, but there is a resemblance as to what could be called organization of the two. Jesus' ministry or campaign had the same two levels of followers, or in Jesus' case, disciples. First, there were those who were his closest disciples who would become known as the apostles. These were the 12 who did not become disciples out of their own initiative. They were personally called by Jesus. It was the 12 who received Jesus' closest attention, especially when it came to his teachings. To be honest, I believe you You could probably add Mary to that group. Jesus to them was in a real sense, a rabbi figure. For they often referred to him as rabbi, teacher. For the most part, it was this core of disciples, with later on the addition of Paul, who would eventually become the early church leaders. They were the ones who had the benefit from being the direct recipients of Jesus' teachings. They were that inner circle, and therefore were the ones who knew the most about Jesus. They were the chosen ones to pass on his message and to continue the campaign. But in addition to that inner circle of 12, Jesus had many other followers who at all times were referred to as his disciples. For the most part, they were the ones who were not personally called by Jesus, but who chose to follow him on their own initiative. Like with most such followers of Jesus, they became known. Jesus became known and gave him widespread recognition. It was these followers that spread the word. In many ways, they are the precinct worker or the worker bees. They were the ones to spread his message and to especially spread their witness to his miracles and healings. In general, they were the no-names. Curiously, we know very little, though, about the disciples themselves, the inner circle, the 12, the hand-picked few. In some instances, we only know their names, and even there, we have conflicting information. Some were only in the listing of the 12, and no more mention of them anywhere else. Some we get only glimpses as to who they were, like Thomas and Matthew and Philip and Andrew. A case could be made that we know more about some of the outside followers and those he healed than many of his apostles. For instance, we probably know more about the Samaritan woman at the well, or the rich young man, or the centurion of great faith, Zacchaeus, and of course Mary and Martha could be included. Our gospel lesson gives us a glimpse of the little mentioned apostle Andrew. Andrew and another apostle appeared to have been a disciple of John the Baptist. Our gospel lesson tells us that Andrew and another disciple of John were introduced to Jesus. John proclaimed to them, "Here is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. This is he whom I said, after me comes a man who ranks ahead of me, because he was before me." This could very well mean that being a disciple of John, that they had been baptized by John. Be that as it may, Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, who later was called by Jesus, and the unnamed disciple left John the Baptist. They left him and began to follow Jesus. Therefore, Andrew and the unnamed disciple, thought to be John, and Simon Peter could be considered to have been the first disciples called by Jesus. They became the first. In some ways, Andrew became the first to witness to Jesus outside of John the Baptist. He was the first to evangelize, since upon meeting Jesus, he immediately went to his brother Simon with the news, "We have found the Messiah." He then took Simon to Jesus. Immediately, Jesus identified him and called him Cephas, or Peter. "You are Simon, son of John. You are to be called Cephas," which translated is Peter. The rest of the story is history. Simon Peter became a part of Jesus' most inner circle, Peter, James, and John, and became the leader of the 12. It can be said that he was the closest of the disciples to Jesus, along with Mary, who never gained such recognition. But Andrew, despite not being one of the inner three, seemed to continue to be the evangelist, or the one to bring others to Jesus. He brought the boy with the loaves and fishes to Jesus at the feeding of the 5,000. He was the one to introduce Jesus to the Greeks who wished to see Jesus. It seems that Andrew played a key role in Jesus' ministry, even though he was not in a leadership position, nor was he in the limelight of the very inner circle of three. But it must be noted that he was the one to believe John the Baptist when he proclaimed, "Look, here is the Lamb of God." Andrew seemed to have been so convinced by John and had such faith that he, in his own way, actively sought to bring others to Jesus. His gift was found in his ability to convince others to be followers of Jesus. Later on, Paul took on this role of being the greatest of the evangelists. But it was Andrew who seems to have led the way. You know, even though we do not know much about Andrew, as we know about perhaps Peter, James, and John, and even Judas, he certainly was an extremely important apostle. Today the church is in very much in need of the Andrews in life, so as to bring others to Jesus and to the gospel message of God's eternal love. Such witnesses are an essential and important part of the fellowship of believers. Each one of us must allow the Andrew in our personal being to come forth so that those we know and love may also come into the presence of God's eternal kingdom of love. This is what we have called to be. We have been called to be his witnesses. We have been called to be his disciples. We have been called to be his Andrew. This is our lifetime commitment to the campaign which we have all been called to serve. The campaign of sharing the witness of Jesus, God's love and his forgiveness. That's the important campaign in life. That campaign is to share. Is to share our love. This is what it means to be a member of the body of Christ. the church. So each one of us is a part of the campaign that Jesus started. Amen.